Ladies and gentlemen, let's stand. You may not realize you stand for Scott Podcast.
Yay! Oh God! Hey everybody, how's it going? Yeah. Hey, if you want to sit down, you can. That's cool. If not, that's it feels. If girls can stand, that's fine. Like I can see them easier because they're there. They're there.
Oh boy.
What? Hey, so for those who have been here or haven't been here before, this is Scott Ranger Podcast. I'm Scott. You're John.
Yes.
Mike is over there. And we thought Mike was not gonna be here, so we have our guest Ken.
Hey.
So we're just gonna talk about stuff, and I usually fuck things up because I'm an idiot sometimes. So you look forward to that. It's awkward and fun. And it's recorded live in the green room lounge, and I always point at the wall. It feels like everybody's watching, like I just swore during class, and they're all just turned like...
But everyone is watching because it's a live podcast.
It is true, that's a good point. So, hey.
Hey, Scott, what's
yeah.
going over there?
Why are you over there?
I'm just standing with other people's standing.
Okay. How's
I'm going to wait until they decide if they want to sit where they're there or leave.
Okay.
I'm good either way, but I thought I'd just stand here with them.
Oh, God, you scared those three away.
That's cool.
Now, or they're moving closer. They're moving closer. Yeah, all right. Anyways,
can we actually see you?
Can we?
No, can they?
No, it's where you're. It's audio. It's like an audio.
Why are you pointing at the wall?
Because I'm an idiot.
It's a podcast. It's also you're here.
Yes.
You can see them.
This is an audio podcast, but you get the extra visual sensory
actually, element. Visual element.
Actually, yeah, they only get one sense, and you guys can have all five if you want.
How would they taste this podcast?
Because they're...
You can taste us, man.
You're drinking beer and wine. That tastes and smells, right? I can.
You got him.
Yeah,
we've been doing this show for a year and a half now. Two and a half years, and I've never had this experience where we've gotten this far into the show... And we have 10 people standing, watching the show. Usually they go like, they wander off slowly, or they
I'm okay
sit
with
down.
It, as long as, it, yeah, they're... Yeah.
They said
post-production. Okay, well,
you can't see you guys standing, I just want to... yeah. Okay.
And there's also millionaires, they're throwing money everywhere.
Stop it, you millionaires.
Oh, crazy. Look
Put your boobs away.
Make it rain.
It's raining, like,
it's
dollar
raining.
Bills. $5 bills, in fact.
It's raining men.
Hallelujah.
No, it's not that kind of podcast. I don't know what kind of podcast that is.
We almost had a little momentum there.
We did. I break momentum. This table's all wet. Anyways, so I wanted to talk about toast.
Oh, okay.
I hate it.
Wait, what?
Who like? Okay, audience, a round of applause. Who likes toast?
Toast.
Wait.
I want to know the guy who didn't applaud.
Yeah, he's got his hands in his pocket like, no, fuck toast.
Then talk to him.
Hi, sir.
You don't like toast, so talk to the
Do
person.
You like toast? Yeah, he said, yeah, damn it.
What are you... Not enough to applaud for? Like, I like it, but you know.
He's
if it gets made for me.
Like, if it's being put into my mouth, I enjoy toast. For the effort of making toast.
If some enough. Broad at Denny's delivers it.
Well, I ain't fucking applauding for it, that's for sure.
So,
where's he from? I don't
even know. He's
Boston,
New Jersey,
okay.
Somewhere
right.
In there. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Scott, why don't you like toast?
Wait, who doesn't like toast? Round of applause. Oh.
No one doesn't
one,
like toast.
It's probably just Randy.
It's probably just Randy, and he's going to die soon.
So, you take bread, right? Bread is delicious, okay?
Bread is fine.
Then why do you want to dry it out?
Because toast is exponentially better.
No, it's not. Why? It's drier.
Everyone agrees.
No.
For you.
I'm sorry, but when
you're doing
like,
it wrong.
If you have like a nice like piece of sourdough or rye bread and you just toast it just right and you put some butter on it with some bacon and scrambled eggs, that's delicious.
Yeah,
that's...
If you make toast, it becomes dry, but then you make it wet again with jelly or
butter.
Or saliva because it's so delicious.
And or peanut butter?
Yeah.
Why would you? But don't dry it out. It's like, hey, I'm going to mess up my hair so I can put gel in it. Or hair
some people do.
Spray.
What? Yeah, people. That's the thing people do.
That's
it's a popular aisle, the hair mousse spray.
I just don't know how to justify that toast is delicious. It's what everyone... Yeah. If you just have regular bread and you have like scrambled eggs and bacon, it just like falls apart and it just gets mushy.
That's just a sandwich. Just
Wait,
make a
before,
sandwich.
I'm sorry. Before we get deeper into sandwich talk, for those still standing, the show is kind of like this for the next 40 minutes.
They didn't leave me.
No, they're fine. They're just, yeah.
It's fine. I'm just. Strange.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
He's honest.
It's just strange to me.
It's like they're waiting for us to do a magic trick and they don't want to miss it.
They seem expert.
Okay. It's like when you're playing Parappa the Rapper and.
Wait, what?
No.
It's a video game. It's PlayStation 1. But it's like when you're playing it, you had to push the kick punch. You had to push the buttons.
Ooh, they all left right when you said that.
No. You had to push the buttons in sync with the tune and stuff. It's like kick. Kick.
Backstreet Boys.
But if you screw up, then it's like you have these little onions on the side. It's like no. It's like oh no, I'm gonna lose. It's like that moment. Now I have to push the right buttons so they like sit. Or if I push the wrong button at the wrong time, they'll be like no. It's like you lose. That's what it feels like right now, John.
Sorry, I was pushing the wrong buttons then too.
Were you?
I think we were just doing fine. They were enjoying themselves.
Here's my vibe.
I was on pause the whole time. Can you guys start over?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast with your host, Scott Rumor. Hey, Scott, how do you feel about toast?
Fuck it.
Once we bring this up, we usually dive into why you hate toast. What happened to you that made you not like toast?
Nothing happened to me about toast. Okay, here's the problem. The more I talk about food, apparently the people at work, they think I eat food weird too. And you guys think I eat food weird?
Yeah.
So I'm starting to wonder why everyone eats it the same except for me.
Because it's weird that you don't do that.
No.
Oh, you're right. That's...
No, because...
I do cocaine, but no one else I know does cocaine. And they hate me when I do cocaine. I think it's really weird. Should you stop doing cocaine? No.
No, but I'm saying, though, like... Because I don't like toast. And they said, what do you eat instead? I'm like, English muffins. And those are softer and...
Wait, so you don't put English muffins in a toaster?
Yeah.
So you dry those out too and eat them?
But they're not as dry. It's just dry. It's just white.
I almost consider them more dry than toast.
What? No.
Yeah, they're drier.
Because once you crisp them up too much, they get like really burnt.
They don't get burnt. You don't burn them. You've never burned
English muffins.
No, you don't. You're not supposed to, John.
No. The world isn't perfect. No one's ever supposed to have an accident on the road either.
I haven't. Not on the road.
They left in the most awkward way possible. Like, literally, singly, one by one, they slowly left the room. That's when they're still in the bar.
That's okay. It's bringing money to the bar. At least, okay.
We brought too much attention to it.
It's true.
That's my fault. I'm sorry.
To be fair, I pointed out there were girls here, and they didn't run away at that point. So, I'm getting better.
They know they're girls.
I know they're girls.
Whoa.
I haven't had a drink in a month, so that's
why?
Good. Because it's I don't want to. John,
is it too dry or
too dry.
That should have been a huge applause.
It's a dry martini, John. Yeah. This is okay. So anyways, I wanted to talk about toasts, but I guess
you can still I would love to devolve into what happened with you where you don't
nothing like
toast.
Why do you always think whenever I have a weird phobia something bad happens?
But there's a reason why you don't like toast. Yeah. Because it's a very normal thing that people have.
It's
toast,
it's just boring. You eat it and you're like dry, I have to drink something.
Are
now
are you eating just toast, just like just plain bread, just toasted bread?
No, I put cinnamon on it.
Just cinnamon?
Yeah.
No butter?
I don't want to. Why put butter on it?
To make it not toast. So painfully dry.
But that's why. No, you don't. Okay.
But that's like saying pizza is really boring. Why? It's just always cheese. What about pepperoni? No, why would I put pepperoni? It's pizza.
That's different. That's different.
Why? It's enhancing the experience.
It's okay. No, for you it's like, hey, check it out. I got some what is this?
A hand?
You're like, hey, I got some cookie dough. Do you like cookie dough? Yeah, I fucking love cookie dough. It's better than cookies. Because the cookie dough is fine and you put it in the thing like dry it out, might as well put some fucking sprinkles on it now so it tastes sweeter. Just eat cookie dough.
No, yours isn't. Because I love cookie dough probably as much as I love cookies.
No, cookie dough's better.
No, cookies are better. Oh, he's afraid of the outcome of putting something through.
What?
You like cookie dough? You like bread? You're afraid of what's going to happen if it goes through a process of changing.
No.
You're afraid of change.
Otherwise, I would just eat bread dough.
Bread is bread dough.
No.
Bread's not bread dough. I mean, bread's been cooked once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bread dough.
I'll give you that it's a little strange that you cook bread twice to get toast. You know, it's like refried beans, but...
Or twice baked potatoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is weird though. If people make bread like, oh, I left it in too long. It's garbage. No, it's just you just made a loaf of toast. Right?
I suppose, yeah.
I'm going to say you're on the wrong side of history with disliking toast.
All right, fine, whatever.
But, like, I would say next time, just try it. Like, if you have, like, bacon and eggs, like, at Denny's, ask for some toast and just eat them with it and, like, see if
I understand.
Changes.
I understand the process of eating sandwiches. Yes, John. You put them on the bread.
I didn't say make a sandwich. I was saying, like, a breakfast. Like, I feel like you're categorizing them. Like, breakfast, that's, like, a mess. You, like, can pile things on and just eat it with toast.
So, you go to Denny's, toast comes with breakfast standard.
Yeah.
In general. What do you do with it, toast?
I usually say, what are the other options? They say English muffin, or sometimes you can get a pancake out of it.
Oh, so he gets the English muffin.
Or the pancake.
So we're just...
the pancake. Yeah,
we're just letting you know, just try toast, and it's not that bad.
I know it's... But if I can get a pancake, why would I have dry bread, John?
When you said pancake, you got really excited.
Me?
Yeah. Just the way you said the word pancake.
Pancake? The fact that you can get a pancake instead of toast.
I can get a pancake, John. What?
You get really excited about that.
No, I'm just expressing my feelings.
Do you just think pancake is more food?
No, it tastes better. A pancake tastes better than bread, John.
Why?
I don't know, whatever's in it.
Syrup?
I'd put the syrup on there because the pancake's too dry. But I don't... I'm saying... What?
That's why you hate toast.
I know, but there's not a process saying, hey, here's some pancake batter, pour it in the thing, make a pancake. Now let's put the pancake in another machine that makes it drier.
You would freak out if you saw the products that are available in the breakfast aisle. They have pancakes that you can cook in a toaster. They're pre-made,
like
frozen. Yeah, they're like frozen pancakes, and you put them in the toaster, and then you heat them up.
Just microwave them.
Well, I suppose you could do that as well.
This is what pisses me off about dried fruit, too. Like, hey, I have some dried fruit. Dried fruit.
Okay.
You're like, the fruit is fine by itself. It's made ready to eat. Let's dry it out so it takes all the goodness away. He's like, oh, would you like an apple? This is a whole apple this big. It's like a quarter of a centimeter. Oh, you can have a whole apple. Eat it chunky, chunky.
Well,
chunky,
the point about dried fruit is that you like eat them in trail mix or other kind of stuff. So like it's on the go. Like an apple, it's hard to eat. Like it's more difficult. You can still eat an apple on the go, but it's more difficult. That's also why they have dried fruit.
Dried fruit is something that people will take with them on a hike or camping. It's not going to spoil because it's already, you know, been dried out.
Two different uses. Just like bread and toast. Toast is like for breakfast, and like bread is used for sandwiches.
Bread, toast for camping.
Right.
You don't make toast camping. You put it in the fireplace?
But do you like pudgy pies?
I do, but I
don't. That's
toast. No. Okay.
You like a grilled cheese sandwich?
I haven't made one in 7 years.
That's not the question.
Not really.
Really?
Not really. Why?
I guess, we're just asking.
Because when I make a pudgy pie, though, I put the butter on the bread side.
Yeah, sure.
So it doesn't stick to the insides.
Well, yeah.
I put cheese and then, like, meat in there, and then I cook it just enough to get the cheese to melt. But I let it high enough so that it just barely burnt.
Oh, you don't like it crispy. So you're not making a pudgy pie, you're just making a warm sandwich.
Kind of, yeah. I guess like a Hot Pocket. Are you guys understanding this now?
No, we understand. Yeah, well, I mean, we get it. We don't understand. We get it, though.
Oh, shit. You're saying something about things, and I had an idea. Grilled cheese. Why do you like grilled cheese? John, I know you like grilled cheese.
Love grilled cheese.
Why?
John has, like, days dedicated to grilled cheese.
I do.
Yes. I want to come over for one of those days.
I should invite everyone over because we have enough people.
It seems like...
No, you don't like grilled cheese. Fuck you.
No, fuck you. You're not invited.
Well, maybe if someone...
You can have English muffin cheese.
Oh. No, but...
You've never had an English muffin cheese?
No, why?
An egg McMuffin?
I'll toast an English muffin a little bit, and then I'll put it in the toaster oven with cheese, and I'll melt it, and I'll eat it.
Oh, I make, like, sandwiches. I put the English muffin in the thing, toaster oven.
Yeah.
And then I put the eggs on it and stuff. Like a sandwich.
Yeah, that's just like toast, though.
No, it's not, John, because it's not falling apart. God damn it. I don't understand how people don't understand that this goddamn fucking toast.
Why do you think that all toast falls apart?
Because it's too it crumbles.
You're toasting your bread too much.
Or you're using stale bread.
Yeah.
Everyone likes toast, except for you.
I feel like you've probably had it. Do you always, like, use Wonder Bread?
No.
What do you use?
I don't remember anymore. I haven't bought white bread in a long time. I just buy it. Right now I'm buying, like, French bread. Because it makes better sandwiches.
I think you're just not using the good enough bread.
You toast up like a French...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bread. Oh, yeah.
What?
I like garlic bread. You like garlic bread?
Sometimes.
Like toasted garlic bread?
You have to have, like, sauce with it,
though. He's just not... Okay, we get it. No, but you are consistent. We'll say you're consistent.
Okay.
I mean, you're not a huge fan of grilled cheese, pudgy pies, garlic bread, so you're consistent. You like your bread. Things. You don't like crunchy bread.
How do you feel about Cap'n Crunch?
I
the crunchiest thing in the world.
I get the peanut butter stuff, but I let it soak for a while.
Oh, so yeah.
And see, I like Cap'n Crunch without milk.
I know. We have had... I like the thing that
the
his,
roof of his mouth is calloused.
Like the commercials,
but just chunks of toast, grilled cheese, and Captain Crunch. Like every 3 hours, it's just like, ooh.
Maybe that's why I don't like chips. Because chips are boring.
You just have a palate taste with things like that.
I had to have wet stuff in my mouth.
All right.
I like to drink water. Here's the other question I have. No, you see, if I come to your French toast day, people have to. What was this?
You tried to put a finger in my mouth.
I pointed at you and you tried to bite me.
Well, it's
near. Okay.
You did point it pretty aggressively.
Yeah.
Next time you have... Well, we'll show you pointing at
him. Grilled cheese day, okay.
Next time you have grilled cheese day, show me that I'm wrong.
Okay.
See, this is the thing. Girls at work, like, oh, you don't like toast? You should do this. I'm like, no. If you think that you have the best toast, you fucking bring your toaster in and you make the toast for me.
Wow. Yeah, you got a
couple that goes over really well. Yeah, I'm sure they love that.
They've mentioned it numerous times they want to do it.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, fine, do it. If you can think, if you think you can make a better grilled cheese and say, fuck, hamburgers or chicken,
yeah,
and this grilled cheese is my favorite thing, then you win.
Yeah. But sometimes when you do that type of behavior, you're losing the argument. Like if someone is arguing about politics and they're like, well, no, this has happened. They're like, well, then show me. Show me some links. Everyone's like, oh, well, you're kind of giving up. You don't want to look at yourself.
I think you're trying to take a side dish or a part of a bigger meal and you're making it exclusive. And that may be where you're going wrong, because nobody just has like a whole meal of toast. Like nobody has. I'm gonna have 8 pieces of toast for breakfast. But you have toast with your eggs, with your ham, with whatever, and it's a good add on to what you already have.
Right.
I don't know. I don't just eat toast, but if it's a side and I don't feel like eating it, why do I have a side if I don't want it?
Because sometimes it just adds to it. That's why it's mostly a side at Denny's. It just comes like standard.
The best is eating like toast with like an egg, and then you mop up the egg with the...
Yeah. Why? It makes it soggy.
Oh, yeah.
The toast gets soggy.
I don't like the eggs with the bubble of yolk on
top. You don't like yolk?
Over easy?
I mix them.
You like scrambled?
I have to mix them, yeah. I don't have to, but I mix them. I don't like the...
I prefer scrambled eggs.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I like sunny side up.
Yeah.
Over easy. Over easy.
Yeah.
I like hard-boiled and deviled.
See, he doesn't like consistency.
I like scrambled eggs, god damn it.
You just like normal
omelets.
You just want the normal go-to thing.
No, I just don't want to get yellow juice all over my face.
Just eat it like a person. Like, yeah. Like these are all things you can avoid.
There's no risk of that happening if you eat it right. It's not...
Sometimes, like, I go to... Well,
how are you eating this?
Yeah.
He does have a beer. I mean, we don't have facial hair.
But
I mean,
still.
But you have to... It's liquid everywhere.
But do you dip things in ranch?
Sometimes.
Same risk.
No.
Same exact risk.
Are you saying that if you pop a yolk, that is the same? No, because it slowly goes down. The yolk's like, fuck it, and it's everywhere.
Yeah, but usually when you cook it over easy, it gets a little bit solidified. Plus, if you dip it in toast and you lift it up, it's just like lifting up ranch. You have to wait it like a second, and then you can put it in your mouth.
But then you have to... The yolk is the worst part of the egg, so why would you want to just eat toast and yolk?
You think yolk's the worst part of the egg?
Well, I mean, the shell, obviously, doesn't...
The yolk's delicious.
The weird skin on the inside of the shell.
Yeah.
But when you're eating scrambled eggs, it's a mixture of both, so you're technically still saying you like the yolk.
Well, I mean...
It gives it flavor.
When I was younger, and I still think it's great, I love the white part the best. Like, egg whites are
And it's better for you, technically.
Well, the thing is, but I got... Like, when I lived in my parents' house, my mom would, like, save the yolks for, like, cooking or whatever.
Yeah.
But... And I would just get, like, fucking white yolk, void eggs. But now I buy my own eggs. I'm like, well, I'm not just going to save these yolks. And I have, like, 4 white yolks. Eggs for the white part, the eggs.
You have 4 eggs at a time?
No, like, because it makes up for the yolk missing. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
My boy says you can eat 4 eggs. 4 eggs.
I'll go on that bet.
I haven't seen that movie.
The least exciting Cool Aunt Luke. He ate 4 eggs. Well, I guess he's done.
I owe you $10. I'll see you at poker tonight.
I guess Luke will just carry out a sentence from public vandalism and go home.
He
because there was no reason why he was in that prison that long.
Is there a plot point about eating eggs?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a giant plot. Yeah.
Is it?
There's a whole plot where they bet that he can eat 50 eggs.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a huge part of the movie. It's like a 20-minute...
It's also a huge subtext religious...
yeah, I know. Easter Bunny and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he's a Jesus or whatever.
Eggs are equated to souls.
Oh, abortions. I get it.
Yep. There's Scott taking all...
Because, I would say I'm probably the only one who just eats toast. Sometimes I just have toast for breakfast because I'm trying to lose weight, so I'll have a couple pieces of toast. Well, healthy life bread is like not... It's like one Weight Watcher point that's going in very inside. So if you have like two pieces of bread and some carrots, then you're fine.
Why would you have carrots for breakfast?
Because
that's not a breakfast thing.
What?
You can.
What do you mean, what?
You can have carrots whenever you want.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you can.
You're supposed to have vegetables and like fruit throughout the day.
I know you can have anything anytime you want, but you don't eat carrots for breakfast.
Sure. Why not?
Because it's a hard vegetable.
What?
You don't eat hard things for breakfast?
Your mouth ain't ready in the morning?
That's really weird, yeah. I eat carrots almost every morning.
You don't eat the hard things in the morning. That's why you have them at like lunch and stuff.
Where is that rule?
I don't know, because your stomach's not awake yet or something.
I need science to back this up.
No, it's not.
Let's say you're making a road, right? You're building a road.
Okay.
You put a bunch of gravel down because it's like the little things that hold the road together.
Okay.
That's like cereal. It's like gravel for your stomach.
But cereal is hard as well.
Yeah, but it's gravel. And then you pour the milk. It's like the sand inside of it. Then you get to lunch, that's when they put the cement on, because that's like a sandwich or an apple. It's the harder stuff. And then supper is the blacktop put over like a steak.
Yeah.
Okay. Technically, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to like spread out your stuff during the day, ideally.
Well, then I'll make a road that doesn't...
So you never have vegetables or fruit for breakfast?
What would you... Maybe a banana... Yeah, fruit's not as heavy. It's like a banana. It's like smushy.
What is this heavy stuff? Carrots are just carrots. Like, you just eat them.
I can't eat carrots.
See, he can't eat carrots.
Carrots are way better than... carrots are like bad marketing. So I had like little baby carrots. And there's a bunch of money. I had those a couple days ago. I was like, these are delicious. Why don't I have these more often?
Right.
They're way sweeter than you think they are. They're more fun to eat than you think
they actually, are. Because of all the bleach and shit and the baby carrots, we actually buy the big packs of carrots and then we like peel them and cut them up. And after you start eating those for a bit, if you have a baby carrot, you're like, what is this bullshit
actually,
that I'm eating?
That's what happened. My brother and I grew up eating carrots out of a garden.
Yeah.
And then we eat baby carrots out of people's houses. Like, what is this? It tastes like poop.
Right. It's all slimy and weird.
I take the baby carrots, I pour bleach on them. Is that a...
Oh, that makes it better.
Yeah, it makes it more orange.
Well, that's funny. I would just never think of because it's just a normal thing for me to eat carrots for breakfast.
Okay,
because you're like, do you like feel like your body's not gonna be ready for harder substance of eating or?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the fact that like I don't know. It feels like in the morning I need something to soak up all the juices from overnight.
What?
What juices?
I don't think you have a concept of the human body. Like I feel like.
I don't know. It's like when you wake.
I feel like I don't know. I don't think you know how the body works. I think. Well, Ken and I both wake up and work out, so I feel like we have different things of how our body wakes up.
Right.
And does
you don't
things.
Have any gravel to start.
No.
Okay.
We go gravel free.
Just a dirt road.
We just start running on the pavement right away. We go pavement instantly.
But
I really hope you don't put this much thought into each meal as you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he kind of does.
You know that.
No, because
all I'd say is. It does not hurt you to start the morning off. If you just have a couple of carrots, it only helps you during your day. A banana is
but
good.
But why does it have to be carrots?
It doesn't have
it
to
doesn't
be
have
carrots.
To be carrots.
You can make an omelet with mushrooms, with green peppers, with green onions, anything.
With carrots, if you want.
Okay. This is what John does. He sneaks around the story, and he gives me something different. I was saying carrots in the morning, and you're like, well, you can eat anything in the morning. Omelets, this. I know omelets you eat in the morning. It's breakfast food, John.
But I'm saying vegetables can be breakfast foods. You're saying carrots are so weird, but you can eat a mushroom, you can eat
onions.
That's
soft, though. Those are soft. Onions and onions. Uh-oh.
Onions aren't technically soft.
They're kind of. You put them in a mushroom.
Put them in a mushroom?
Psh, hold on. I'm trying to think of the word omelet. They get soft.
I won't debate that, yes, they get softer. But it doesn't mean you can't eat them. Like, it's still the same thing. Like, I'm just saying. Like, I don't think it's weird to say that carrots are weird to eat in the morning.
Wow, we spent 20 minutes talking about food.
Everyone left.
And it really, my next thing I want to talk about, carrots, I got it. I'll look at your thing.
It's okay.
I got it. I'll take your view, John.
I see your view too, Scott.
Okay. Craigslist. What the... Okay. Do you guys use Craigslist?
No.
I have, but not very often.
I have, yeah.
All right.
To sell and buy.
Okay. This is what... Here's going to air my grievances, and then you guys can also air yours as well.
Okay.
And John, since you don't use it, you can tell us what we're doing wrong. So every time I... All right. What it feels like... Oh, hold on.
Are you okay, Scott?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I'm angry with the topic. Okay, hold on.
It's your topic. You chose it.
Okay, so... The internet is ruining Craigslist for me. Shut up. I know it's on. Shut up.
Craigslist didn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we didn't say anything. You said
yourself. Yeah, I fixed it before you could. I didn't fix it. But, so we have rummage sales, and they're great.
Yeah.
You go rummage sale, like, I would like this book. And I'm like, okay, $1. I give them $1. They walk away. I walk away, and I'm like, I got a book. She's like, I got $1. None the wiser. You go on Craigslist.
I got one over on her.
Yep.
None the wiser.
You go on Craigslist, you say, hey, that book's $1. I'll buy it. And like, then they go, okay. Whoa, hold on. I wanted to see why you wanted this book. It's worth more. Charging you this much now. Why is this happening to me all the time?
So, okay, let's go break it down. This happened to you once, at least.
Twice in the past month.
Okay.
So you'll say you want something, and then they'll upsell you?
Or they'll say that the price they have it listed at isn't enough.
Yeah.
And then they'll raise the price.
Then they're dicks.
Then you say, well, then...
What are these things you're doing?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you talking about prostitutes?
Yep. They say 1 hour is $100, and then every half hour after that is $50.
That's a legit question.
No. What? Prostitutes on Craigslist, John?
Yeah.
They never respond.
Well, they don't hang around in the street corners like the 70s anymore.
I watched Pretty Woman the other day, and they just stand up.
Nope, they don't do that.
Used to.
It's cold outside.
What? No, we have to know what you're buying.
Okay,
so... clarification.
Yeah, give a specific story.
Okay, The Stand. The book by Stephen King.
Okay.
Yes.
Right? He released it, what, in early 80s? Somewhere in there?
Sure.
And then he re-released it, like, in 1990... as the complete uncut version.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then every publication after like 1990 to now, so it's 25 years of publications, is always the complete uncut ever after that.
Okay.
So the original version, there's less and less in ratio to The Stand as a whole.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I like Stephen King, so I want to get every hardcover if I can.
Oh, the original versions.
So, well, not the original, because some of those will cost hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
But I have The Stand... two copies of it, actually, because I ended up buying the wrong one from someone else. They're an asshole. So I have two copies of the uncut, completely uncut, and I wanted the original version. And like, we have all these Stephen King books, paperback, or $1. This is $3. And I said, hey, which version is that? Because I couldn't see it in the picture. I'm like, is that the complete uncut, or is that the original one? She's like, hold on, I have to ask my husband. She's like, oh, yeah, it's the original one. The complete uncut is the paperback. And then a while later, she goes... But my husband says this should be charged $10 for it now because it's going for $20 and up on Amazon. So they went. She stopped, waited, checked with her husband, waited all day, and then finally got back to me and saying, "No, I want you to pay like three times the amount now."
What was the amount? The original amount was
$3.
Okay, here's where the mistake you made is: you let them know that there was a chance that it was different.
No, I told her in the email. I said, "Oh, I have this one." But I wanted to read this one.
That's different than what you just said.
Well, I'm sorry that I
said
tried...
No, because the way you phrased it is that you told them that this is a different version from the version that they might be showing, so she had a chance to check those differences between the versions and then charge you more.
But the thing is that ad has been on the site for a month. If she and then
oh yeah, assholes have no bounds.
But then she said, but if she really wanted to know, she would have fucking checked this stuff. She wanted to make a profit off of it. And then I ended up like talking her down to like $6 for it. Because I said, well, I wanted it before you...
So why are you angry you're paying $6 for it?
Because I should have paid half that. If you went to... I'm just saying, if you went to a rummage sale...
But it's something you really wanted though, right?
But I'm saying if you went to a rummage sale and you saw something there and said, I would like that book. Oh, you want it? That must mean that it's important. Hold on, phone, eBay, I'll sell it to you for $7 right,
but
now.
But what would you feel if you, like okay, let's say it was a book, it was a rare edition Stephen King book, and it was worth $500.
Yeah.
Oh, this is for $5? Now, is it this one or not? And you looked at the book and went, oh, I guess it's a rare edition, it's $500. Well, I did post it at $5. I guess it's yours for $5. What would you feel about her then?
I would say, that's awesome, and I'd probably give her $20.
No. For $500, you say, well, no,
I'm not going to sell it.
No.
You can't blame
her. How do they know?
You can't blame her for you going, oh, wait, I'm really interested in this thing. I need to know extra. It sounds like you have.
Some people don't know. And when it gets brought up to them, then they'll research.
Right. Like you have, and you at that moment still have every right on Craigslist to go, well, then, thank you. I'll go on to the other million people who have this book on Craigslist.
Right.
Send it to me. Okay, 100 people. I don't know.
I think you just don't have a lot of interaction with those type of people because there's like a Green Bay, it's like Green Bay buy, sell, or trade, and those people are assholes. I mean, like, you'll post something, like I got a Bob Uecker jersey that's way too big, and I was like, $40. And then they were just like, do you take 10? No, I told you 40. Like, that's not how you negotiate. Like, people are just assholes. They're just like, well, where'd you get it? I don't have to tell you. Just, this is the price.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. People are, when it comes to buying and selling shit, like rummage sales. You guys have a rummage sale every year.
Yeah.
People are dumbasses.
Yeah.
Well, what was the one where that Sarah was telling me where you guys had like free toys and the woman brought her purse and emptied the entire thing into her bag and left with them?
Yeah. And we think too that there's groups of people that come through the neighborhood and will like steal from rummage sales.
Oh yeah,
gypsies.
Yeah. But they come in and, you know, they're walking around and it's like, the funny thing is everything we don't sell at the rummage sale, we donate to either Goodwill or you know, St. Vincent de Paul or whatever. We just have someone pick it up. And so we don't care if they take it. We want to get rid of the stuff. That's why we have it out there. And if we can make a few bucks, great. But
see, that's the right attitude though, because some people, they go, oh, how much money can I make off this at a rummage sale? The reason we have rummage sales isn't to make money. It's to say, I don't need this stuff anymore. Maybe someone else can use it.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm not going to do all this work for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. But then, somebody taking advantage. You know, these are free. There's a whole bunch of them. They're free. So you can have a couple, and to take all of them is...
So where does that fall morally? Let's say you have a pile of free toys.
Yeah. Sure.
And someone's digging through the free toys, and they find a in-package, limited edition Happy Meal toy, a rare thing. And this is, like, worth $100. Now, let's say they find it. Now, what would you do? What's the morally right thing to go? Like, say, well, it wasn't a free pile, but obviously it's way more than free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically stealing $100 from you if I take this for free.
In all honesty, I say, if you've done the research and you can take it.
You
identify. But if you're, like, really a morally person, you could technically find something that's, like, a dollar or two and give them 10 and say, I just like contributing to causes. You could do something like that if you wanted to go out of your way. But honestly, in that type of situation, you could just take it and go, well, this is my research, so I can take it.
I feel like if I found something that was worth a lot of money and they didn't know that it was, I would want to offer them something.
Yeah.
If I knew it was worth $100, I probably wouldn't offer them $100 because they were giving it away for free.
Well, say, $5, I give them 10 and be like, here, hey.
You know, here's... I guess it depends on what it is. Like, if you find a rare thing, oh, this is actually a $1 million art piece, and you were just giving away for... Well, let's say, like...
Yeah. You see stories about people who buy, like, an old, like, you know, an old junky chest or something, right, and then they open it up and it's full of diamonds, you know?
Like, I feel I would still then go, like, well, I made $1 million off this thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think I still would give them a chunk. I wouldn't give them $1 million.
No,
that. They gave it away.
Yeah,
but I'd give them more than they would have got off.
Here's a scenario of morality. This happened to the same video, the same rummage sale. Why is it funny?
No, because they simultaneously drink.
When I started telling a story,
you said morality, and they both like drink as though like to steal themselves or something.
So I went to a rummage sale once. It was my favorite rummage sale I've ever been to because they had a lot of video game stuff, right? So in a shoebox, they had a Sega Genesis with a bunch of games. I said, whole box, $5. And I say, great, because it had a game in there that I knew was worth $60. However, another game that came out for Xbox 360, like, it wasn't even a year old. They were selling it for $5 because they... And I'm like, oh, that's a deal. But it was scratched to shit. They knew it was garbage. It didn't work. I had to get it resurfaced. But they knew they were selling garbage for $5, but they didn't know they were selling a $60 game for $5. I was like, these people just want to get money because they tried selling a game. So I'm like, so I didn't feel bad for getting this $60 game for $5 or less than $5.
Yeah. Well, it goes both ways. They figured that game might, if it's $60, if it's scratched, someone will buy it for $5, repair it for $10, and they still got a $60 game.
Whoa, no. Games are reported for like $3, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say some people do that. I mean, well, here's the thing is that my dad's an electrician, and so he went up to an attic one time, and he was pulling some wire, and he found this chest, and he was nice, and he gave it to the owners in Milwaukee, and he's like, here, I found this chest. Is this yours? They're like, no. Turns out there were random coins for like $500,000. They didn't give my dad a dime. Not a dime. And that's the thing, is that he learned, so from now on, if I find something, I'm keeping it. He went to another basement, found a signed Brad Johnson Wheaties box from a Super Bowl, and he just kept it. Put it right in his bag and left it. Because he learned, he goes, if I'm going to be generous, and these people aren't going to give me a...
property.
What?
It's on their property.
Technically not their property, though. Well, like, the chest wasn't... They had no idea it existed. So, I mean... They can, but
it's tricky because, well, it's. I mean, I don't know if it's the right lesson learned. One person screwed him over, so he's like, fuck everybody from now on. If I find anything, screw them.
So he found it. I don't know. He went in someone's basement and found something, and then he took it?
They didn't know it was there. It was, like, hidden in the walls.
Well, and talking about whether property or whether it's somebody's property or not, I don't know if you saw the Pittsburgh Pirate game where the guy hit the baseball out of the stadium and it landed in somebody's boat.
Yeah.
And a random passerby jumped in this guy's boat, scrounged around, found the ball, and left. And the guy said, hey, it's my boat. They took the ball out of my boat. And they said, no, it wasn't yours to begin with. It's fine. And they, like, didn't do anything. Yeah. He's like, the guy didn't take anything out of your boat. He didn't, you know, steal anything out of your boat. So it's like, anytime I see a boat now, I'm just going to go, like,
searching through it.
No. I'll go sit in it and pretend I'm driving and...
Yeah,
you know, enjoy the sun and stuff like that. But I'm not taking anything. I'm just enjoying.
Oh, because you're the ball in this scenario.
Yeah.
I just happen to be here.
Okay. See, now this is freaking me out now because whenever people come into our house, it's like, oh, this person doesn't belong here. And then like some guy comes in to work on our house. I'm like, I'm always worried. Is he going to find stuff and steal stuff? And now this story just makes me worry even more.
No. This is different because this was something that my dad saw that the owners had no idea existed in their house. And he presented it to them, and it was a fortune. And they didn't even offer, like, to give him a stipend for finding it.
Okay.
That's what he got angry about.
Finder's fee.
A finder's fee.
Finder's fee.
I mean, they didn't even begin to offer him something.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the thing, is that, like, but that's only in situations that they're going through old houses where they're going through attics or basements where they're tearing down walls, or they're not taking things that they own. It's something that's like in the wall or something they own.
I wonder if there's actual like laws about this. Any actual
like,
yeah, I'm just us,
like a finder's law or something like that.
Human, us just trying to figure out what's right or not. Yeah. Like, is there like laws in the book? So like, if you find something in someone's house, like, or find something while doing work.
See, if I found the Wheaties box in the wall and I was like, oh, I'm a huge sports fan, and I probably won't get any money from it, I'd still be like, hey, you guys, I found this. And be like, oh, cool. Like, that alone would be like, I would feel good because it made them happy. I mean, if I found a whole box of, like, money, not to smash your dad up or anything, but, like, if I found a whole box of money in someone's attic and I said, hey, I found this, they'd be like, oh, my God, cool, that's awesome. And they go through it, like, this is worth lots of money. See ya, thanks. I'd be like, I made their day.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I still might be like, something. I need a little
half a million dollars. Something. Like they gave you like a new boat, like your college, your half kids' college
is more than I'm.
They gave you
years.
Like a new life, and you can't offer them a little bit of something. What they offered for you. Like,
dinner, at least a couple.
I don't know.
You just like making people's day.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I saw.
No, good. Congratulations on being a great person. Like,
I guess it depends too, though. If something, the thing that you find, let's say you're a collector of sorts or of whatever. If you find a sports thing or a video game thing or a toy or whatever it might be, and you're not planning on selling it for any sort of monetary gain, you just want to keep it because it's cool. That's different too. Because if you were going to sell it, get all this money. It's a little different than if you just sort of find this thing and then keep it and make it part of your collection. You know, now it's not really getting you anything as far as like money. So do you owe them anything then?
This is a bad example, but then we'll move on to secrets because we're getting pretty late. Yeah. But one time I was driving through Walmart, and you know people at Walmart, they're weird, but I was driving through the parking lot and I saw a lady getting out of her car, and she must have had like some money stuck in her pocket, and she pulled her keys out or whatever or something, and a bunch of money fell on the ground and started blowing. I quick put my car in park and got out of the car and ran after her and picked up as much as I could, just and then chased her down to give her money. I probably had like $80 because like 10s and 5s and like 20s and stuff like, were just blowing around. I caught her and she was very happy. I'm like, here you go. I didn't expect anything from it. I mean,
that's totally different in my opinion. Like, it's just,
she should have blown you at least.
she was like 60.
No, it's just a little. I'm talking about like ass. I'm talking about where. Well, here's the thing. It was like,
you aren't the first one I blown for money.
It's a situation where the person was already like rich, yeah. Where they didn't like. It's not like.
Oh no, she didn't look rich.
No. I'm just saying like. Oh, so I think there are certain situations that if you do something that like. Really assist somebody, they should at least offer you, like, at least offer it. Like, it doesn't mean he was gonna take it, doesn't mean anything. Like, the fact that someone would just take it and not offer anything.
But offer something.
Right, that's the whole thing, is that he got jaded by that, is because that he did this thing, and he could have just taken it to begin with, and he didn't.
I wanna know how that moment happened, though, too. Like, here's the thing, here's $500,000 in coins. And they went, thank you. Well,
that's about it. Like,
well, good day to you.
Because he didn't know until later. Well, the worst part was that they didn't tell him until later. Like, he did, like, he would, like, came to replace a light bulb. They're like, hey, by the way, that box was worth a fortune. Like, they did one of those.
Let's see the worst. Yeah. Okay, what happened the moment after they said that? Like, that was worth a fortune. Yeah, it was. Okay, well, good luck changing the light bulb.
Yeah, right. Like, why wouldn't there just be, like, an extra $1,000 on the bill? Like,
something.
Right? That's what's frustrating, because $80 out of a pocket, if you see somebody doing something that you don't know them or you're not, that's obviously different. Give them back the money. I mean, they don't have to offer you anything. But if it's something that like you randomly find like in their house or that would assist them in some way to improve their life substantially, you got to, or like if someone loses their wallet, usually you'll give them their wallet and they'll be like, hey, do you want like $20? And you can always be like, no, I don't need anything. Or you can take it, but like it's the offer that's the big thing.
I guess. I say that. I see your point, but that's not who I am. I would just fucking.
What if they offered you toast? Would you? Would you have to take it? Like, I mean, you wouldn't
want to show right there. That was a closer right there.
I would say I'm taking the money back.
Nice.
All right. Quick secrets. Anybody with quick secrets? We usually share our secrets.
My secret is I wasn't supposed to be here tonight, and Ken did the replacement. I feel I stepped on him too much, so that's my secret. I'm done.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
On a scale from...
That was a big pause.
On a scale
that
from...
That was a long pause. Yeah. We can cut that pause out of the final edit.
I think this whole part right here is this pause.
Yeah. You can hear the heartbeat, though. You don't want to cut that out. Dun, dun.
I was going to say, when I was young, I didn't know that asshole was a swear word, because I knew ass was a donkey, and I knew a hole in the ground was a hole, but I didn't know asshole. I thought it was like a pit, like when David fights the lions. It's like a lion pit. I thought an asshole was a hole in the ground that donkeys stayed in. So when I said asshole, I'm like, it's not like, I thought the hole part was a swear word. I'm like, you can say there's a hole in the ground. But it took me a long time, because when you're a kid, you don't see like the anus.
No.
Like, you don't see like
that. Oh, God.
What?
When did you first figure out
what
your asshole was?
I don't even know.
When your uncle put it in?
He put my asshole in?
He installed your asshole in.
Yep.
He found it in the attic. No, I don't know. I don't know, because I didn't know the little hole, because I thought the butt
when
part...
When you describe hole, stop sticking your thumb in it.
No, I'm not.
So, like, what happened when you watch movies and they call people assholes?
Well, I mean, I was a kid. I wasn't supposed to be watching movies where people call them assholes.
I saw, I watched, when I was young, the first Back to the Future movie that came out, and when the Libyans shoot Doc, Marty calls them bastards,
yeah.
And I didn't know what bastard meant. And one of the neighbors across the street had a baby. And I said, when they were outside with him for the first time, I'm like, oh, he's a little bastard, isn't he? And I had no idea what it meant. And I just remember them going, oh, no, that... And you could tell that they were trying to figure out, does he know what he's saying?
Were they unmarried?
No, they weren't. No, they had...
He's on to us.
Yeah.
The neighbor kid is on to us.
He's another black kid. And, yeah.
But he was black. Oh, that's a little weird.
Oh, shit.
When I watched Beetlejuice as a kid, I remember yelling...
You thought Beetlejuiced?
No. I just remember standing on someone else's front porch, and I grabbed my crotch and yelled, "Nice fucking model." And the car slammed on its brakes. I didn't know what I was doing. Apparently, that's...
No matter what they say, movies and television do influence children.
But
at least in our language.
But if we don't know what it means, then it's not a bad word. So we should just, like, only assume that everything we say is good.
That's true. After I watched Seven, I would go to court and I'd be like, "She told me to fuck her." And then I got off.
That's God saying no.
That's a Bomaroo. I really thought they would do well.
No, I got it. I got the joke. I saw the reference.
I was anticipating a "What's in the box?" joke. What's in the box?
Vaginas.
What's the... There's vaginas in the box.
Okay, yeah, here's
just a whole box of vaginas.
Here's the problem we have. We have now two people in the audience.
Why didn't you tell them that?
Who?
The future people listening to this.
The future people.
Because we. Talk.
This will last into infinity. There will be 100 years from now, someone will dig up this recording and go...
Dig it up?
Yeah, maybe. Like E.T. from Atari. They'll find it in the attic.
Wait, unrelated to everything, this is future... the word I just realized the word post-apocalyptic is a oxymoron.
Yeah? Yes, apocalyptic. Yeah.
I hadn't realized until just recently, and I got upset. It's like, it doesn't mean anything. You can't have something post-apocalyptic.
Well, you can, but it's...
Apocalyptic is the end. No, that's it. Apocalyptic, that's it. We're done. Apocalyptic, you're done. The apocalypse, everything...
Well, this is after the apocalypse, and then we're rebuilding.
Yeah, but there isn't... apocalyptic means everything's gone. Everything's done.
They're building it back up.
The universe is destroyed.
But technically, it wasn't after the dinosaur... The meteor with the dinosaurs, wasn't that post-apocalyptic?
Extinction level event. The apocalypse means the end of everything.
That's a proper noun referring to one particular event.
I always capitalize it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Apocalypse, not apocalyptic. Mike is right. I look up apocalyptic in the dictionary, describing the, or prophecy, what does that say?
Prophesizing.
Prophesizing the complete destruction of the world.
Right. So you can't have a post one of those.
It's space.
Yeah, I guess.
This should go called space.
Good night, everybody!